little Johnny was kneeling beside his bed with his mother and grandmother and softly saying his night prayers. Dear God, please bless Mommy and Daddy and all the family, and please give me a good night's sleep. Suddenly, he looked up and shouted, and don't forget to give me a bicycle for my birthday. There is no need to shout like that, said his mother. God isn't deaf. I know, said little Johnny, but Grandma is. What are some of the things you prayed for as a child? Did you pray somewhat like little Johnny for his grandmother to hear what he wanted for his birthday? Or maybe you prayed like telling Santa Claus what you wanted for Christmas. Maybe you still pray like that. How is your prayer life different now from what it was as a child? Are there aspects of your prayer as a child that are worth keeping when you pray now? Lord, teach us to pray. Who taught you to pray? We ask parents to teach us many things: how to tie our shoes, how to ride a bike, how to drive a car, how to open a bank account, how to interview for a job. Life skills once learned are then mastered. How often do we ask parents, teachers, and ministers how to pray? Prayer skill is the life skill that is never mastered. We are always learning how to pray more boldly, persistently, and authentically. Now, did the disciples who made the request, Lord, teach us to pray, have any clue about the intimacy of asking someone how he or she prays? Our prayer exposes the heart of our relationship with God. We who think God is, and how we stand in God's presence. Jesus taught the disciples not simply words, but an orientation of heart. In prayer, how they are to relate to God and to each other, to be persistent, and to ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the Our Father, Jesus gives us a way to address God as Father. How we ought to pray with perseverance. And why we pray: because God gives all good gifts. Jesus teaches us that prayer is and must be from oneself, very personal. Prayer is a gift of self. So pray as you are. Jesus' disciples want him to teach them to pray just as John taught his disciples. Jesus couldn't teach them the prayer of John. Why? Because Jesus was not John. He is himself, and would teach a prayer that is the very gift of himself to us. So Jesus' prayer to the Father flows from who he is: the one who praises, intercedes, forgives, reconciles, and protects. Jesus gives us a pattern for our prayer, even if we do not use these very words. For our prayer flows from our physical needs, our emotional attachments and relationships, and spiritual desires. In the end, however, Jesus' prayer is for his Father to give the Holy Spirit. Then, no request is too great, no seeking is unrewarded, and no door is locked. The Holy Spirit transforms our prayer and us into turning ourselves toward God. Prayer doesn't change God's mind. Prayer changes us to be open to the mind of God. One of my favorite prayers about openness to where and how God may be leading me is Thomas Merton's Prayer of Abandonment. Allow me to quote a few of those words from the prayer. My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, but I will trust you always, though I may be lost. I will not fear. You will never leave me to face my perils alone. Every prayer is answered by God, but according to God's will and orientation of the divine heart. After giving his disciples prayer starters, Jesus adds to his instruction a short parable about persistence. The parable sometimes is called a knock at midnight. The story illustrates the need to refuse to take no for an answer when we go before God. Abraham gives us a model of prayer as dogged persistence and playful intimacy with God. Abraham becomes an audacious interrogator, negotiating to get God to live up to a truly divine reputation. When we persist in prayer, our prayer deepens and our relationship with God deepens by being tested. A knock at midnight was famously used by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In an early sermon, he challenged the churches for sleeping behind locked doors when the world came begging for the bread of justice. King learned well the lesson of persistent prayer during the long struggle for civil rights for Black Americans. As Archbishop wrote in his letter to us, the events of these past few weeks have signaled the path we still have yet to travel toward justice for all. In his letter, he too calls us to continue to seek ways to end racism. We must look into our hearts and ask God to take from us any hint of hatred and revenge. As people of faith, we pray for peace and recommit ourselves to do our part to foster peace in our families and our communities. Any prayer inspired by justice, love, and peace will be answered. We believe that. But answered not without our own engagement with God's will over time, and not without courage to see it through no matter what. Jesus ends the parable by saying persistence will win what even friendship does not gain. How much more confident we should be then knowing that friendship with God is always on our side when we pray. And remember, we never master prayer. We let the prayer of Jesus master us.